This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Virtually every TV show has music, but in HBO's series Vinyl, the music is the story, or at least a very big part of it. It's 1970s New York. The music industry is awash in sex and drugs. Punk and disco are pushing their way onto the rock and roll scene. And amid the chaos, one record executive is trying to hold his label and his life together. Vinyl was created by Martin Scorsese and Mick Jagger, among others, and HBO has sunk a pile of money into it, including a big budget for music rights. Which brings me to the guy with one of the dream jobs on the project, Randall Poster. He's what the industry calls a music supervisor, responsible for finding the right track for the right moment for the right cost. I sat down with him the other day and started by asking him about the music for the show.
Music is used in a show like Vinyl to help set the story in specific time. So, you know, you're creating the world that surrounds our characters with music of the period. And then also, as far as this show goes, using music to sort of help create a bit of the backstory for some of the characters who have been inspired by music in their lives and career.
Is there a moment or a scene in the show that we've seen so far, so up to episode 7, I guess, that really stands out to you that you're especially proud of?
You know, I think that there are a couple of gems that I have a real attachment to at the moment. There's a song that plays at the end of episode 2 called Night Comes Down, which is by this group called the Deltinos, which I'm very proud to help excavate.
Night comes down like shades of falling rain. Night comes down like shades of falling rain.
Another thing that I think is interesting about this series is that it takes you right there to the 70s in that scene, but it still seems fresh in some way. How do you do that with the music,
not just make it
of its time?
I mean, it's challenging because I haven't done very much television, but probably my biggest creative investment was in a show called Boardwalk Empire. And, you know, 1920, when we first started the season, which I had to sort of really study, I became the expert. Right. And sometimes I could insist on my dominion over certain things. 1973, everybody's an expert in the music of the 70s. People who were born 20 years after think of themselves as experts. And so it's an interesting navigational challenge because so many songs carry so much weight with different people. And so, you know, we really had to mine deeply at a certain point to find some things that gave the audience a sense of discovery where really it is a really well-mined area. And so we worked very hard to try to bring the vitality of the era to the contemporary ear.
Everything I do gonna be for funky from now on, yeah.
When you are at parties with other music supervisors and they're asking you about the show, what do they ask you?
Well, that's a sort of a fantasy question because I don't really generally find myself in parties with other music supervisors. But it's been – I mean, I've heard from a bunch who I think they maybe more than anybody understand the massive work that goes into every episode. And I think maybe some of the questions that I would get in that scenario would be, how did you guys get that song? And the answer really is just that we're just relentless and inspired by the show that I think that energy comes through, that people have been responsive to us.
And when you say you're relentless in trying to get a song, what's that mean? Paint a picture.
Well, I mean the relentless in that the first response is no, and sort of how do you work through no and get to yes? I think that owners of these catalogs and publishers and record companies, I think they appreciated the effort that we were making and they understood the task that we had in hand. And so I think they were open to trying to make it work for us within a certain scale. It's always challenging. You know, all these – I've worked on a movie that has a $100 million budget and I've worked on a movie that had a $1 million budget. And there are constraints on both ends of the spectrum. So – we do our best to get people to work within the framework.
And do you yourself have to go in search of the who holds the rights? Is that part of your job, or do you?
Yeah, I mean, we have people who work with us, but I would say generally that the role of the music supervisor, or at least the role I play, often includes a lot of detective work.
That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, it can be. It can
so you have
be.
To find the track, and then you have to find the rights holders?
And figure out who, right. And sometimes, I mean, especially, say, for instance, something like Boardwalk Empire, where it was really dormant catalog, and also where there's been now the consolidation and conglomeration of record companies, where we would have to say to people, no, you do own it. You have it. And, you know, we would have to tell them what they did and didn't own.
And I was wondering that as a music supervisor, are people constantly slipping you demos and trying to get you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're the modern day DJs and kingmakers in the music world.
Well, I don't know about that, but certainly, you know, I've had airline ticketing agents sing to me. You know, I've had I've been slipped a lot of CDs in strange situations, but you never know where it's going to come from, really. So I try to keep an open ear and an open mind.
That was Randall Poster, music supervisor for the HBO series Vinyl.
We're caught in a trap.